Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Thank you so much for being here on the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports, you can find them at impactpowersportsmi.com. Nice group over there. If you're interested in a Yamaha golf cart, perhaps an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, e-bike, scooter, go-kart, lawnmower, snowmobile. ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. They are in Rockford, Michigan. Heavy on the personal adventures today. I was tipped off yesterday about something going on at my new college teaching job. As you know, I accepted the job as the adjunct professor of broadcasting at Aquinas College in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Great school. However, I don't know if this can be looked at as a great start. The semester begins on Monday. Class is scheduled for 6 p.m. Dr. Avery and I, Dr. Avery is the head of the department, is my co-teacher, my coach, my co-professor. I cannot say that I am actually in charge of the whole class because I do not have a master's degree in teaching. Or I do not have my teaching certificate. I don't have a master's degree. However, an adjunct professor is someone who can tell you more than the professor about the class curriculum because they've lived it for their occupation. That's me. The class is podcasting and broadcast. Heavy on the podcasting. Dr. Avery tipped me off. She says, okay, and I think she knew full well that I wasn't going to be able to be involved in what I'm about to share with you. But I don't look at this as a good start. I already am looking at myself as the unhammered nail. So on Monday... all right, this is the schedule for Monday. I get this from, one of the higher-ups at the college. We need you to be here at 9 a.m. for I-9 verification. So basically, you just show your ID, and they go, all right, looks good. 9:30, I have to be there for the HR presentation. That goes till 10. 10 a.m. is the mission presentation. So that'll be a rip-roaring time. 10:30 a.m. is the safety presentation. You can never be too safe. Noon, we break for lunch. At 1 p.m., we're doing the Title IX and sexual harassment training. And that takes us to 1:45 for the campus tour, weather permitting. We conclude the day at 3:30 p.m. I responded with, I can do none of that. I'll tell you what, how about I take a picture of my ID and send it along to whoever this is, and that'll be the end of it. And Dr. Avery said, yes, you cannot be expected. I mean, you have a job. I go, I got a lot of jobs. I mean, that eats into a lot of job. That eats into radio job. That eats into podcast job. And I don't know if it's a great idea to set the priority level at that. You know, this is, no, I'm not, I won't do that. You're just going to have to, I don't know, send me some documents. So I was told, well, why don't you reach out to this person and ask if you can come in Friday today? And I go, all right, I'll do that. So I sent an email and I go, hello, I am. This is what is up. Can I? Is that okay? Signed, Eric. No response. So I would say that this is a rough start. Badger says, are you paid? Yes, this is a paid position. It's not a lot. Tyler says, EZ already laying the groundwork for his next firing. That is 100% true. That's why I'm bringing this up to you. When I see things like this, it makes me so thankful that I do this for a living, that I don't have to be bogged down with what can only be described as a pile of bullshit. I'm not going to be, I'm not doing an HR presentation. I'm not listening to the mission presentation. I don't care about the safety presentation. I don't want lunch. Title IX and sexual harassment training. Okay, I'm already trained. And I'm not interested in a campus tour. That's 6.5 hours. E-Rock says, file for toxic work environment from the start. I can't devote that much time to something like this. So this is going to be interesting, to say the least. My goal here is this. I will prepare a lecture for the Monday classes. I have one prepared for Monday. It's all ready to go. And I'm excited about that. And I'm willing to do that. So I'm willing to prepare for each class on my own. I am prepared to actually do the class. I am prepared to write tests. I am prepared to review assignments. I am prepared to review tests and essays. I am prepared to teach practical experience on how to podcast in a lab type setting or environment, but I am not doing any of this. I think you're getting more than you're paying for with what I just described. So I'm not going to participate in any of this. E-Rock is being very helpful with, spend the first 20 minutes only clapping erasers. See if you can walk people on the first day. First of all, there's only 15 people in the class. Second of all, chalk is not used in classrooms anymore. Nick says, you cannot in good faith tell any young people they should seek a career in radio. Oh, I plan on going hard in the paint on that. There is only one or two viable on-air type of jobs that exist in radio that are okay, usable. And I would say it comes from play-by-play broadcasting of sporting events. That's about it. I plan on starting the class by saying, all right, how many of you listened to the radio today? Show of hands will be none. How many of you have listened to podcasts today? All hands go up. Carol Beasley is in charge of Beasley Media. They own 55 radio stations across the country, including in some of the larger markets that you'll find. Philadelphia, Detroit. They have some big talent in their stables. And Carol Beasley, who's in charge of this company, just announced that they are no longer, that they are a digital first company. We are digital first. As they own radio stations. We are digital first, implying that they will help consumers who want to advertise with them through various digital means, whatever, geo fucking ads online or their own type of online content that they distribute. And then radio is like a backseat. Now, this should come as no surprise to anyone. None. And this came hot on the heels of a mass layoff. They fired like 10% of their workforce. E-Rock just pointed that out. I did hear about that. Folks in New Jersey and Boston got laid off or fired. Tyler says, knowing Eric's luck, all of the students will raise their hands when asked, who listens to the radio today? Who listens? I'm like, oh, fuck. What have we done? Yeah, maybe I shouldn't do that. That would be my luck. Nevertheless, I'm sure it'll work out for the teaching job. I just don't like people ordering me around and telling me to sit through HR sessions. I can't do it. I can't do it. It's bad enough with my friends at iHeart. They will, every now and then, send an email that says, hey, you need your continued HR training. At least iHeart does it where you just click a button on your computer and you watch these stupid videos. And they really got you by the balls, too, because what E-Rock knows, he works for iHeart. When you click it, if you then, because the first thing I did was I clicked it and then I went to another window. Hang on a second here. Eric St. Joe Podcast, hello.
Big Fraud Zane, this is your pal and favorite president. How are you, Big Fraud?
Mr. President, you sound a little tired. How are you?
Well, we're very busy today. We're headed to Russia. We're heading to Russia, and we're going to be doing great things for our country.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about that. Some people are pissed off that you're even engaging this guy, Putin.
Well, I don't think they should be pissed off at all, actually. I think they should be quite happy because when Russia and America get along, I think great things can happen. I mean, why wouldn't you want these two great and powerful countries, I should say? Why shouldn't they get along?
Okay, so, sir, you're going to be with Putin. What are we trying to do? Are we, as you guys go to Alaska, I guess, I think I might have said Russia. You're going.
Big Fraud, I call to talk to an old friend. And you're trying to get, like, the media slice story or something. It's crazy, actually. But
all right.
To be honest with you, I don't really know. I mean, we're going to go in. We're going to see what happens. We're going to solve Ukraine. You believe it? I mean, we're going to do it.
Okay, so that's the plan. You go there, say a few words. Next thing you know, peace in our time. War is over. And off you go.
Well, I think there's a lot on the table, actually. You know, there's all kinds of mineral rights and things that we're talking about. We're going to make America so rich. You're going to see. We're going to do wonderful things, actually, Big Fraud. And the thing is, actually, I'm kind of pissed at you, Big Fraud, because it's like I became president and I don't hear from you anymore. You don't call. You never call. And it's sad. It's sad because my people, they keep tabs on you and they keep me updated and they say it's so tragic what's going on, Big Fraud. Because you're just sitting in your little podcast room talking about free beer or something, and like it's like you're getting fat and drunk all the time.
No, you're right. You're right. I haven't done a great job of communicating with you, and I apologize for that. I mean, you've been nothing but good to me, and I have no excuse, sir.
Well, I think the excuses are pretty sad. Pretty sad, actually. And I think about it, Bigfoot. I think about you all the time. I think, I don't know why he's not calling me. He's not calling me anymore. I thought we had a wonderful thing. In fact, aren't you on the radio show right now on Q100?
No, no, that ended it ends early on Friday. It ends at 9 a.m.
Well, it's like as soon as I had tried to get on there, I thought we would have had a great segment up there in northern Michigan. As soon as I brought that up, it's like crickets.
Well, I wanted you on there. I really did. I mean, those hillbillies would love you. Okay? There's no question.
I mean, they're not just hillbillies. These are great patriots, Bigfoot. These are great Americans, and they live in the northern parts of Michigan. They're shooting guns and doing wonderful things.
Yes.
Wonderful things.
That is true. That is true. All right. How is Melania and Barron? I've got a question from the audience. They want to know how your lovely wife and your son are doing.
Oh, she's fine. She's fine. It's actually tragic because Hunter Biden has done such terrible things towards my wife. I think he should retract them. Let's just be honest about one thing. The things he's saying about my wife are terrible. And the little tiny little, these Bidens are terrible people. And the pardon that Sleepy Joe gave him is not going to hold true. It's not going to hold
true. Oh, you're going to take back the pardon of Hunter Biden?
I'm done with it. Believe me.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm interested in seeing
Hunter
how that
Biden
goes.
Hunter Biden has said terrible things about my wife.
No, I saw that. And she threatened to sue him or something like that. And he said, fuck that, quote.
Oh, believe me, we're going to sue. We're wonderful at suing. We can pretty much sue just about anybody and win everything. It's crazy, actually, how awesome it is when you're the president of the United States, Bigfoot, which is why I kind of wonder why you've distanced yourself from me.
No, I didn't. Hey, that wasn't intentional. I've just been so busy, sir. And frankly, I thought you were busy, too, so I didn't want to bother you.
Well, very busy, actually, to be honest with you. This is probably the busiest I've ever been. I mean, much busier than the first term, actually.
Well, yeah, you've got a lot going on. You're trying to solve the border crisis. And from what I'm understanding, it's that the border is like a ghost town now. There's no one there. You've actually done what you said you were going to do.
We've done such wonderful things. We're doing it in our cities now. Our cities are in such peril. Look at D.C.
Right.
We've sent in our wonderful military forces, and we are destroying homelessness.
Yes, you're actually shooting homeless people. I saw that you're actually just going around and lining them up like St. Valentine's Day Massacre and shooting these people and getting rid of the homeless encampments.
Well, that's terrible to say, Bigfoot. I think that's actually pretty insane, but we're taking care of it. I'll tell you that. We're taking care of it, and it's going to be, D.C. is going to be an example city.
Okay.
We're going to make it an example.
All right, so that everybody's pissed off about the tariffs, sir, that the money that they have to pay for something like this.
Look, the thing is, we are going to make America so profitable. These tariffs are designed for the American people. I've done it for them, actually. I think they're going to love them.
Okay, they should be thankful.
Tariffs, which are the best tariffs, they're saying these numbers are probably, look, prescription drug coverage, for example, we're looking at thousands of percentage off on your prescription drugs, and I know how much you need your prescription drugs. We're going to pay you to take these prescription drugs when I'm done with it, believe me.
Okay.
And we're doing the same thing, these tariffs. We're going to make so much money, Bigfoot.
Sir, you have a way with words because, you know, just hearing you say that off the top of your head, you probably don't have any idea what you're talking about, but it still sounds believable to me.
I know so much, believe me, because the numbers, when you look at the numbers, the raw numbers, Bigfoot, they came to me actually, Bigfoot. They said, you should host the Kennedy Awards. And I said, I'm the president of the United States, you know, we can't host it. And they said, but the numbers, the ratings are going to be huge, Mr. President. I said, no, we can't do that. It would look terrible. And they came to me and they said, the numbers, Bigfoot, they're going to be so big. And I said, okay, let's do it. Because truthfully, when you look at the ratings, no one will bring bigger numbers No one.
Sir, I'm trying to unload the fraud bus. Are you interested in buying my perfectly good motorhome?
Well, I mean, I'm big into real estate and those sorts of transactions, so I know a great deal about it. But I got to say, I don't know what kind of loser would spend time in a vehicle that drives as a home. It sounds sort of...
Okay.
I mean, I'm not trying to judge you, but it kind of sounds white trash,
okay,
if I'm being honest.
All right. All right. So maybe not this year for the fraud bus.
I mean, is this the vehicle you go around to these events and steal the money from the kids and things?
Is no. That how you... No. This is a leisure vehicle. This is an RV. God damn it! How could you say that?
I don't know. There's no time for leisure. I don't have time for leisure, Big Fraud. I mean, I don't know what you're talking.
Well, you
about.
Love your golf.
Golf and,
yes.
And leisure. And that's leisure. We don't have time for other leisure. And so, I think you're wasting your time. Actually, I think you're wasting your money on these things. That totally.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Nobody knows more about real estate, and you're not getting any money out of the recreational vehicle, Big Fraud.
That's true.
It's a scam. It's a scam, and then you fell for it, and I'm so sad because you probably dumped all of your money, which very little that you have, into that.
Sir, I always feel loved when you call. You've done another spectacular job, and I promise I will be in touch more with you.
Please, Big Fraud. It's like I disappeared off the face of the earth with you. My people, like I said, they keep tabs on you. I told them.
Yes.
Big Fraud's not calling anymore. He's turned into an Elon.
All right.
Turned into an Elon. So
well, I don't want to be an Elon.
Him and keep me updated. So I thought, you know what? I guess he's not going to call me. I'll call him. And, you know, you answered. So there's that.
Sir, thank you. I cannot express how happy I am that you have reached out to us and joined us on the show today.
Well, thank you, Big Fraud. I hope you have a tremendous weekend.
Yes, you too. Give my love to the family.
Well, I'm not with the family. I'm going to be with Putin today.
Well, I know, but you can still, like, text him and say, hey, Eric Zane says, hey, you know.
Well, that's kind of weird, but I'll tell Vladimir. I'll tell him Big Fraud says hi.
All right, yeah, give Putin a hug. Thank you, sir. Sir. Yeah, what was that? Yeah, it's been too long. He's right, since we had the president on. Mike C is here. We featured Mike on the Patreon bonus podcast yesterday. He didn't join us like talking. I was reading his email. He has started building his life back. He's got the thirst, just like your old pal EZ. And Mrs. Mike said to Mike, all right, asshole, I've had enough of this shit. Quit drinking or else. And he's managed to string together several months in a row. Nice job. You know, drunks like Mike and your old pal EZ, we don't believe in one drink. It's 10 in a short amount of time. Oh, and it's so great. It's so great that we're willing to give up our families for it. But Mike's on the right track, and I'm happy. So welcome back, buddy. He says, or 20, but who's counting? LOL. So anyway, where was I? I was talking about shit with iHeart when they make you do the compliance training. Yeah, that's tough. But at least they like make you watch it from here. I don't have to leave the house for it. Jeremy says, way to go, Mike. I'm 11 years clean from pills. I know how hard it is to beat addiction, but you're doing it and I'm proud of you. I don't think I have we talked about that, Jeremy? I didn't know that you had, that had been an issue. Maybe you did tell me that. You know me, I usually don't remember shit. Yesterday, I re-injured myself, and Pooh Bear warned me, but I got done with my day's chores that I do around here for the podcast. And though I have definite pain in my left hip since whatever happened to it last week while running, I heard crack-a-lacka. I felt breaky-breaky in my left hip. Then I limped my ass home. And, boy, it had been all sorts of issues. And it's I'm not out of the woods. It's still causing me discomfort. So sometimes I'll do this. I mean, I know full well that I need to either go to a physician or just not put any weight on this thing, don't do anything, so that it heals and then reassess. I've done none of those things. Did you hear that whistle? I've done none of those things. And then I'm like, all right, I'm going out. I'm running. And put on my Hokas. And Pooh Bear says, you are making a mistake. You are upsetting me. She goes, when you get stranded, don't call me. And when you start to complain about your aching hip after completing your little run here, don't complain to me. Every step of this 3 miles was intensely uncomfortable. But I got far enough into it. I said, all right, I'm not turning around. I willed my way through it. I think I was limping while running.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I stopped. And then by the time I got up the stairs, the thing had tightened up. I could barely move. So painful while I slept, it kept me awake. I was dreaming of having leg pain, hip pain. Black Belt Nick says, go see a good chiropractor. Mine does wonders with my hip and back. We've been down this road before when I had that pinched nerve in my neck. I think I actually have an injury to the tendon and or ligament capsule that keeps the hip together. I think there's actually a tear of some type. It's that type of acute, sharp pain. Like there's damage to it. Something has happened. So I am currently laying low and limping around like an asshole. She's 100% right. Now you will still see me kind of like stretch it out because when I do that, I do get some relief, but it's a little bit uncomfortable. It sucks getting old. Oh, it sucks getting old. When I was finishing up that run, though, I came around the corner. 3 of the neighborhood kids were out, and they said, Mr. Eric, how are you? I said, I'm fine, boys. They go, can we come over your house? These 3 little boys. And I said, what's going on? And they said, well, we're doing good, better, best, and you didn't have anything last time. We thought you might have something for good, better, best. Are you familiar with good, better, best? That is the game where the kids go to bang on someone's door and they get like a little toy, and then they go to the next house and then they trade the toy that they got from the first house for something that's a little bit better, I guess. And their goal is to wind up with something amazing. You know, you hear about these stories from time to time where people like do this, and then they start with like a paperclip and wind up with a Maserati through trading. So I said, well, I still don't have anything, guys. Now, I do, at least that's what I thought, but I didn't want to deal with it. And they looked kind of dejected. So I limped a few more steps, and I go, you know what? I do have something. Come on over. And I remembered we have this closet full of toys. So I go, all right, great. I'm thinking, I felt bad for him. So he goes, all right, Mr. Eric, we'll follow you home. I go, all right, great. I go, wait right here, and I'll be right back. And I go down the stairs to the toy closet. This is all Jim Jack Maddie's old stuff, and it's empty. And then I remembered that we gave it all away or sold it at the garage sale. We had that garage sale. We sold a bunch of shit, and the rest we just gave it away to that store I was talking about on the Patreon yesterday, Revive, which is like high-end Goodwill. So I'm like, oh, shit. What am I going to do? I don't have anything to give these kids. Well, it worked out because I've got, from one kid, I got a Pokemon card for a Dottler, which has 80 hit points. I got that. I have this green bouncy ball. And I have this other Pokemon card of Ursaring. It looks to be a bear. And he has 130 hit points. I don't play Pokemon, but I have these just in case. So that's what I got in return. And one kid got the Rolling Stones, Let It Bleed. The other kid got Neil Young and Crazy Horse, Greatest Hits. And the third kid got Jay Giles' band, Full House, all on CD. Because I was like, I don't have any fucking toys. What am I going to do? And I looked around. I have literally thousands of CDs. And they're just sitting there. You have no way of playing them. And they're going to eventually just probably get thrown out. I think CDs are making some kind of stupid comeback, which is ridiculous. But so I go outside, Neil Young, Rolling Stones, Jay Giles band. And I go, all right, guys, here you go. And I give these kids these CDs. And they looked at me like I'm a psychopath. So then I got to sell it. And the kid goes, what's this? I go, well, that, you have a copy of what might be one of the greatest rock and roll albums of all time, Let It Bleed. I mean, this is, now these are young kids. Their parents don't even have these albums. Cole says, I should have given him a Two Live Crew CD. Mike says, quote, here's some old shit I don't want. Tyler says the kids would have said, are these Frisbees? Badger says, quote, come listen to the CD in my van. Ryan says Big Fraud Zane just revealed he's a massive Pokemon card collector. I now picture him in the NFK locked in sweaty high stakes basement battles over which super rare ultra mega dweeb card they're going to force on each other. BFC Dominion holographic squirrels. Tyler says those cards might be worth something. I don't know. So anyway, the kids have CDs. I have two Pokemon cards and a green bouncy ball. I said, let me know what your parents say and have your mom and dad. In fact, one of the kids said, hey, Mr. Eric, can we go swimming in the pool sometime? I said, absolutely. He goes, what do we have to do? I go, have your mother or your father just let me know. And then they have to be with you. and then you can swim anytime you want. Just as long as they let me know and they are with you. You can't just come in and use it. You have to let me know, and mom or dad has to be there. Okay, thanks, Mr. Eric, or Mr. Pop Pop. All right. We are off and rolling on this Friday edition of the show. I have a trip planned for tomorrow. EZ will be driving across the state for a family get-together. This is my dad's side. You know, my dad, Joanne, love them so much. Joanne's oldest daughter's husband is retiring. I'm so damn jealous of this guy. Dude made a fortune working for the power company and saving his money. And that's it. He's like 60. Wrapping it up. I'm like, my God, I am so jealous. I don't think I'll ever retire, for sure, from podcasting. As long as I've got someone willing to pay attention for any amount of time, I will keep doing this. I mean, it's difficult, frankly, to call this like work. I mean, it is, there. Believe it or not, there is some type of strain on your brain that you that kind of wears you out. So that part of it is work, but it's really outstanding. So much so that when I have moments like I had yesterday about me having to do HR work and learn about Title IX at the college, it makes me like want to head to the hills when it comes to any type of working environment outside of podcasting. Amanda says, never say never. I thought I was going to be a pure romance consultant forever. Right. But the difference is you're working for someone. This is mine. There's no one's going to fire me. I can't be downsized. The only thing that can keep me from podcasting is if a pit bull chews out my throat or I develop some bizarre type of illness that makes it so I cannot talk or think. Amanda's still reeling here from the bludgeoning she took on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Oh, so painful. The end of the show, we say, all right, it's the final word. What do you got for us? Oh, I'm excited to go see this movie. Oh, I'm picking up my dog from the groomer. She's going to look great. It's stuff like that. She does like a full breakdown of some stupid documentary that no one cares about. And I'm like, I can just feel the energy draining out of my fucking body when she started going down that road. It's like, brevity, my dear, brevity. Shut it down. God. Megan says the problem is that it was also not interesting. Oh, not at all. It was so bad. And then Megan says, and I was super invested in that case. Now, Megan, be careful, because that type of slam is going to settle into your brain and you're going to feel bad. And then you're going to drive over to Amanda's house and beg forgiveness for that crack. I think when the next time I do the final word, I'm going to have a buzzer ready. And the second that my brain starts to rot from long-windedness or uninteresting conversation, I'm going to buzz you. All right, this is the you suck buzzer. Knock it the fuck off. Ryan says, I love that idea. Megan says, nope, I'm okay with this one. Murder lover Linda says, oh no. All right. Badger calls it like the Gong Show. Linda says, I won't give any more documentary recommendations. No, a recommendation for a documentary is okay if you say, hey, I'm watching this documentary about Brian Kohberger. Oh, my God, it's outstanding. You got to check it out. It's on Netflix. Boom. Amanda goes, hey, I'm watching this documentary, of the Delphi murders. And then she proceeds to, like, really get involved. And it's like minutes are ticking by. We're all, like, bored. It's fucking terrible. Amanda says, quote, hey, nobody knew anything about the Delphi murders, so I had to tell you. Yeah, right. If you did do that, if you just went, the Delphi murders documentary, you got to check it out on Netflix. It's awesome. You can't, like, break it down moment by moment, you dick. Murder lover Linda says, I did talk a lot about Karen Reed, but you kept asking me questions. Well, yeah. All right. You're okay. Tyler writes, I will never not laugh at that impression. Ryan says, still one of my favorite impressions of all time. Ryan says, it's the between word farting and that amazing voice. I want to make an animated series with that character voice by EZ. I'm down. Jeremy says, hey, nobody knew it. Nobody knew anything about the murders. So rather than letting you watch the doc, I'll just tell you all about them because I'm the expert. Linda says, EZ won't have a voice left if you do a series, LOL. Tyler says, I don't know how you landed on the fart noises for her, but goddamn, it's hilarious. Yeah, I don't know. It just seemed to fit. A lot of the voices that I do to represent audience members in the chat, they don't sound at all like that. I mean, the Maureen one does. It's exactly perfect. Oh, my God. Hey, guess what? So anyway, I mean, that's dead on. Badger says you need another Tennessee voice. Stevie says, what about Jessica? Hey, easy. It's me, Jessica. You dumb motherfucker. I've heard you talking shit about me for fucking years. Keep my name out of your fucking Yankee mouth, you dumb motherfucker. Fuck you. I'm just sitting back here being unemployed, drinking Fireball and playing with my pussy. If I find out that you talk shit about me, I'm going to fucking hitchhike my way up to Michigan and kick your fucking sorry ass, dumb motherfucker. Tyler says, don't make him do Jessica. He's going to injure himself. Ryan says, Hurricane Ashley was another favorite. Fuck. Oh, my God. You're such a fucking asshole. God, I love you so much. God, you're my best friend. Fuck you. Fuck off and die. I love you. Amanda says, hey, you all suck. I'm probably going to rage quit today. Hey. Badger adds, don't forget Blind Saul. Hey, Eric.
I'm coming to join you. Coming to join you to play pinball.
That one hurts. That one really, really hurts to do. I mean, I can feel like my throat just screaming at me every time I start to go down that road. Amanda, I have to be careful with doing Amanda too, because it's similar in tone. And you really got, you really got to work there to make that happen. All right. If you are enjoying the show on Facebook and YouTube, I'm going to kick you out. Head on over to Twitch to get the rest of the show. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. If you want the full show uninterrupted, like and follow. Cole says, what about a Hot Wings impression? Yeah, so I invented that, of course. And now everybody on that show does an impression of me doing him. Hot Wings does not speak with a lisp, but it just seemed to fit. Same thing as the other voices that I do on here. These people don't really sound like that. It's just my impression of basically them, their essence, if you will.
So, I mean, if I talk like this, that's exactly what I'm tuning for when it comes to Hot Wings. It just has like an air of arrogance, and I don't know why the lisp ever started.
He also never says Skippy Doo, but it always works. It was Husker Doo.
Husker Doo. Husker Doo and Hot Wings too. I'm here to tell you about double wrap bread.
So, yeah, when I started doing that, it made people laugh. Doesn't matter if it doesn't sound like Hot Wings. It only matters if it made people laugh, and it did. So much so that now every one of those assholes does an impression of me doing Hot Wings. Ryan says your Hot Wings impression is as infamous as Dana Carvey's George H.W. Anyone that does an impression of Bush does Dana Carvey. Including me. Yeah, they go, not gonna do it. Not gonna do it. Stevie says, I'm cracking up, so it's working. Let me tell you something. Stevie, your husband, Rob, is like my favorite new toy. I think eventually there might be an impression in the works of Rob, for Rob. I don't even know how it would go. Again, the impressions don't necessarily have to sound like the person. I'll say this about Rob. When Stevie's husband, Rob, gets stoned, his face transforms. Like, he'll just be sitting there like normal, and then he takes a couple rips, and all of a sudden, he looks, I don't know, he's just got this appearance. It's a classic stoner face. His mouth does something where it looks like he doesn't have any teeth. That'd be a real bummer if Stevie said, well, actually, he does not have any teeth. All right. Yeah, I don't want to live in a world where Rob's not getting stoned. Okay. You folks on Facebook and YouTube, it's time to go. If you want the rest of the show, I already told you how to get it. Please consider Patreon for more podcasting. I have a ton of material on there that I would love you to check out, and you can check it out for free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Excuse me. If you want to say hello and reach out to me, whether it's a love email or hate email, I enjoy them all. Eric@ericzaneshow.com on the Shoreliner Striping inbox. Thank you to Shoreliner Striping for being a continued partner, and they sponsor the email. That's really my, outside of the chat, the best way to correspond with me. Or if you see me in the wild, don't be shy. Come say hello. The audio from what you're hearing right now is taken from the live stream, and the audio podcast is available wherever you download shows, the free audio podcast. So that could be Apple Podcasts, Spotify. I'm on all of them. Subscribe to the audio podcast, and it'll show up every day for you. Or however you consume the show. Doesn't matter to me. It all works. Let's see. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. A quick thing to share about Irvine's. The multi-talented Megan reached out to me and she said, EZ, can you share this for me? Oh, shit. Is that it? Okay, there it is. If people comment on this post from Irvine's, then they'll be in the running to have their entire wish list cleared. Help us clear the lists. Back to school teacher wish list giveaway. Teachers, you pour your heart and often your own wallet into making your classrooms amazing. This school year, we want to help you start strong. From August 14th to the 17th at 11:59, we're running a special giveaway. One lucky teacher will have their entire Amazon wish list cleared by Irvine's Auto Repair. Here's how to enter. Teachers, drop your Amazon wish list link in the comments below. Two, parents, friends, and neighbors, tag your favorite teachers so they don't miss out. Three, share this post to spread the love. If you're able, we'd love for everyone to join the fun by picking an item or two from a teacher list to help them clear them all faster. Even a small purchase makes a big difference because teachers give so much of themselves and their own money to our kids every single day. Let's make sure classrooms are stocked and ready for an incredible year. So that's a fun thing to do if you want in on that. Excuse me. Also, folks, I've partnered with the West Michigan Whitecaps. Their playoffs are starting very, very soon. And in the first round, the first game that they host is on Thursday, September 11 at LMCU Ballpark. They have given me four packs of tickets to give away. So 20 tickets total. I'm giving four packs away. So if you go to the pin post at the top of my Facebook and you like it, you are then in the running for one of those four packs, which will be given away Monday, September 8th. All you need to do is like this post, and you are in business. I recommend sharing it with your friends who will then do the same after you encourage them to like it, and then they will share it. The more people that share it, the better your odds of winning tickets. So there you go. Thank you to the West Michigan Whitecaps. I just recently began a partnership with them, so I'm excited for them. Now, what's interesting is this local West Michigan High A baseball team, they just finished up their most successful season ever. And they are the odds-on favorite, I guess, to win it all. And to win the title for the Midwest League. So there you go. Outstanding. So just like that status, and then you have a shot at those tickets. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.